Shalom, everybody. Today, of course, is not the seventh day of the week. That would be Shabbat Kodesh. But I still thought it might be nice to share a quick Dvar Torah for the seventh Aliyah of Parshat Naso. In this Aliyah, we have 18 psukim, and in it, the Torah describes the gifts and korbanot of the last two nesi'im on the final 2 days of the 12 days of dedication of the Mishkan. The Torah then summarizes all of the gifts of all of the 12 shvatim, and the parsha then ends telling us that Hashem would speak with Moshe when Moshe would go into the Mishkan, to the Ohel Moed, and he would hear Hashem's voice between the kruvim on top of the Aron Kodesh. At the very end of our parasha, the Torah tells us how and when Moshe spoke to Hashem. In the very last pasuk in our parasha, the Torah says, Perek Zayin, pasuk Pei Tet. Ubevo Moshe el Ohel Moed ledaber ito, vayishma et hakol midaber elav me'ala kaporet, asher al Aron ha'edut mibein shnei hakruvim, vayidaber elav. When Moshe came into the Ohel Moed to speak with Hashem, he would hear the voice speaking to him from between the two kruvim on the cover of the Aron Kodesh, over the Aron Kodesh, and that is the way Hashem spoke to him. It's a beautiful pasuk, but there seems to be a lot of details that we do not need. Why doesn't the Torah just tell us that Hashem spoke to Moshe in the Ohel Moed? Why does it matter where the voice came from? Vayishma et hakol midaber elav me'ala kaporet asher al aron ha'edut mibein shnei akruvim. Moreover, we can ask another question. Right before this pasuk, we hear the totals of all of the gifts of the Nesi'im. We already spent so many psukim detailing the gifts of all of the Nesi'im, and then the Torah needs to spend another 5 psukim telling me the totals of each of the gifts? Why do we need to hear that? It doesn't take a calculator to figure out that if each shevet brought, for example, a silver bowl, there will be 12 silver bowls. If each shevet brought an ox as a korban, there will be 12 oxen. One ram is 12 rams. It doesn't make sense. Why do we need this general counting? And remember that immediately following this general summation, this totaling of the gifts, comes the pasuk I quoted a second ago. Uvavo Moshe el Ohel Moed ledaber ito. What is the connection? Rav Shimshon Rafael Hirsch, who died in 1888, answers these questions on the pasuk, and he says the following, quote, God did not allow his word to come to Moshe because of some special personal relationship of Moshe to God, but only as a result of the divine bond of proximity with Israel. In other words, whenever Hashem speaks with Moshe, it's not because of Moshe's special qualities. Moshe's tremendously high level notwithstanding, Moshe's tzidkut notwithstanding, Hashem only speaks with Moshe when B'nai Yisrael deserve Hashem to speak to Moshe. That's why, for example, the Gemara in Masechet Baba Batra, Daf Kuf Chaf Aleph, tells us that Hashem did not speak with Moshe for 38 years after the Chet HaMeraglim. Hashem communicated with him through the Urim V'Tumim, but not through direct speech. Was Hashem upset with Moshe? No. But Hashem only spoke to Moshe because of B'nai Yisrael. And if they didn't deserve it, Moshe didn't hear anything from Hashem. And this idea that Hashem only speaks with Moshe due to B'nai Yisrael is, as Rav Hirsch says, this idea is symbolized by the Aron and by the cover of the Aron, the Kaporet, and by the Kruvim on top of that cover. As Rav Hirsch says on Parshat Truma, the Aron, of course, represents the Torah, the ultimate truth and the greatest gift that Hashem has ever given humans. And the cover, the Kaporet, and the Kruvim represent our keeping of the Torah, the care with which we not only observe the Torah meticulously, but also in the way we preserve the Torah, guard the Torah, protect the Torah, asu siag la Torah. And so we have the end of our parsha as a culmination of what it said all the way back in the beginning of Parshat Truma. If you build me a mikdash, if you create a place of tahara in the world through korbano, through kedusha, through ridding the machane of tuma, through the shira of the levi'im, etc., if you do all that, Hashem will indeed dwell among you and speak with Moshe. And more than that, in addition to the Kedusha and Tara that we need to create in our Machane, above all that, we need the Achdut of Klal Yisrael. The Mishkan represents that. The focus of Bnei Yisrael, all working together, one common goal. Even though we're all counted separately, even though we celebrate each other's differences through various degalim, we are all on the same team. Yes, all the Nesi'im give separate gifts. But by the time we are done, they need to be counted as a total. We are all counted together, all working together, one goal, towards one goal. All this, observing the Torah together, all guarding together, all this brings Hashem's voice to Moshe on top of the Aron. May we be zoche to hear Hashem's voice clearly once again. Shabbat shalom, everyone.